Good morning. It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to Valleyfornia, where we discuss everything social happening in the San Fernando Valley. Today, we are discussing the struggles of growing up gay. And with me today is Leslie Mariscal, who is a student here at Pierce College and expert with the ladies. Welcome, Leslie.
Good morning. Welcome, Blanca.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 23 years old. I work in retail on the weekends, and I work in as an after-school coach with kids Monday through Friday. They drive me crazy, but I do love my job, both jobs, actually. And I grew up, born and raised in the Valley, mom and dad, typical setting. I have two younger sisters in a suburban neighborhood. Nothing too out of the ordinary, pretty basic upbringing, nothing too crazy, nothing too religious or too, like, my parents were too strict. Everything was just pretty regular, easygoing.
Okay, so growing up, how was that?
Growing up, I mean, I had a lot of time to spend with my mom. She wasn't a working mom. She dedicated all of her time to us, so I was always with my mom most of the time growing up. I saw my dad occasionally, just because he worked a lot. He was just the person who I would check in with to see if I was allowed to do certain things, because my mom didn't want to take all the responsibility for raising us. But yeah, usually just with my mom most of the time. She always fed us, always had home-cooked meals, always spent time with us, did our homework with us. Over the weekends, I did spend time with my mom and my dad and my two sisters. Everything was pretty regular. I never in a million years thought that I was going to be gay. So it wasn't something that a lot of people, it comes to them naturally, but to me, it wasn't something that just came. I think subconsciously it was on my mind a lot, because for example, it's kind of silly, but when I was in kindergarten, I had a crush on my teacher, and I didn't realize that I had a crush on her. I just thought I really liked her, but she was my kindergarten teacher, and I had this crush on her, and I would always give her flowers and hug her and want her to hug me back and want her attention. And then looking back now, I feel like it was like this little crush that I had on her. So that was something that I realized later on in life, that I was different. Or sometimes with my friends, I never... like, sometimes I would get jealous, but it was because I had little crushes on them. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize it then. I just thought that I was being, like, overprotective over my friends and didn't want anybody to hurt them. So things like that were happening in my life. I just hadn't realized it yet until after I had come out.
What grade do you think that you started to realize that you were interested in girls? Because I remember, like, I know you said that it was a little silly, but
yeah.
I remember my first crush, I was in kindergarten. I don't even know if people would believe me, but I still remember his name. His name was Omar. I thought, uh-huh, he was the cutest boy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was normal or not for me to like him. I wasn't supposed to like him.
Yeah, that's how we are when we're little. We don't know, and we like get so nervous about it. But for me, when I first realized it, that I was really in touch with, I guess, like myself more and more mature, able to really see things for what they were, was I have to say, I started questioning from 8th grade to probably like the end of 9th grade. In 8th grade, I guess I had a crush on one of my best friends, and I didn't realize it again. This all happened after I came out. I had this little crush on her, and I was always so jealous when she would want to hang out with her boyfriend instead of me. And I just really, really, I guess, liked her, and she never gave me the time of day, obviously, because I wasn't her type of party. But I mean, I wasn't looking for that either at the time, or I hadn't realized it. So I guess in 8th grade, that's kind of when I first started, like, do I like my friend? I started talking to myself and asking myself that. And then the show Tila Tequila came out and pretty much confirmed it, because I was over here like, should I get a girlfriend like Tila Tequila? I don't know. Is this like what I should do? But I didn't really question it too much. It was just kind of silly. And then I confided in a really good friend of mine who
Didn't you think that at some point that maybe we're just being territorial?
Yeah, I did. That's why I kind of put it off for so long. Mm-hmm. I just thought maybe I'm just like super territorial and overprotective over my friends. And I really didn't. It did not kick in right away, even with all those things happening. But I told my friend, I remember it was on AIM, on the instant messenger. I was talking to my friend who I've known since we were little because our parents have known each other for so long, so they raised us together. And I said, hey, I think that I don't know, I feel like I'm questioning, like, my sexuality, and I might like girls. I'm not too sure, but just don't tell anybody. And he was like, I could see that. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. And it was never spoken of again. So that was eighth grade summer, going to high school. And then as a freshman, I remember seeing this really pretty girl at school, and one of my friends knew her, and I asked her how she knew her, and she was like, oh, that's my cousin. And I just couldn't stop looking at her cousin. I said, oh my God, she's so beautiful. But she was a junior at the time. Mm-hmm. So obviously I didn't even think anything into it.
And did you ever think it was maybe an admiration of beauty? Because yeah, girls are constantly comparing each other, comparing themselves to each other. Yeah. So
I thought that was it too. So I was like, oh my God, your cousin is so beautiful. And like, I have no problem, you know, saying if somebody's like good looking, and I never have, even before it came out. So I thought that, I just thought she was really pretty. And then come 10th grade, my best friend, her name was Yuri, invited me over her house. And she had been a little standoffish over the weekend. She went from inviting me 24/7 to do something to standoffish. And then I come to realize that she was hanging out with her gay cousin and her gay friends, and she didn't know how I would react, I guess, or she was kind of nervous. She hadn't even told me that she had a gay cousin. So I called her and I said, hey, what are you doing? We have to hang out, yada, yada, yada. And she was like, oh, well, if you want, you can come over, but very passive. And of course, me, like the buck wild girl that I am, I was like, yeah, I'll come over right now.
No shame.
And yeah, and she was just like, oh, well, we're watching The L Word. And I was like, what's that? She's like, well, if you want, just come over. She didn't explain it. At the time, it was a show about lesbians living their everyday life. And I went over, and then I'm in this room with all gay people, gay guys, gay girls, her cousin, her cousin's friends. And I'm watching this show, and it's kind of all kicking in, like, oh my God, you might be gay. And I start thinking about all these little things that I told you about earlier, about, you know, when I was little, when I had a crush on my teacher, when I was acting territorial with my friends. And we're watching the show, and I had a sidekick cell phone at the time. And I'm sitting next to my friend on the floor, on the carpet of the room where we were watching The L Word with all of these people. And it just kind of hit me, like, you're gay. So I told her, like, as soon as it just really all set in, I said on my sidekick, hey, I have something to tell you, but please don't judge me. It's kind of something that I did. I'm not even.
You were confused. Yeah,
I'm still kind of confused, but I'm pretty sure that I'm gay. And, you know, that's what it was.
Was that scary for you?
It was so scary. My heart was beating so fast. And I gave the phone to her and kind of closed my eyes. And then I looked at her, and she did not fret. She didn't even flinch. She didn't look at me. Her mouth didn't drop. Nothing. She was just like, that's cool. Well, just so you know, like, I've been questioning myself too. And that's how it was. We were just okay with it. And we decided to keep it a secret for as long as we could until we confided in another girl and she told the whole school. But yeah, that's how I came out to my friend, and it all just kind of set in all at once.
How did you feel coming out to your family?
To my family, I tried my hardest not to tell my family, just because I always joked with my friends. Once I did realize that I was gay and I started having gay friendships, they would always say, like, oh, you know, it always comes up between gay people. How would your parents react, or do they accept you, or how's that whole thing? And I always joked and said my dad would ship me off to Mexico. So I joked about it, but I knew that it was true. That it wasn't like an option for him if he found out. So I tried to hide it for a really long time. And my sister ended up coming to Cleveland when I was a junior, and the girl that I confided in told a lot of the school. So when my sister was a freshman, they said, hey, yeah, your sister's that lesbian girl. So once she found out, she rose hell, and she's actually the person who told my family. She started with my aunts, and then it worked. She worked her way up to my dad. And as promised, my dad tried to ship me off to Mexico. So he found out, started screaming at me, asked me to come home right away. I was at the movies once he found out. I came back home, and he said, why were you kissing a girl? And I said, because I'm a lesbian. And wow. And then he literally lost his, I mean, he went off with his head. So then he locked me in my room, took away my cell phone, took away my laptop, took away my TV. I don't know for what reasons. And the next morning I hear my sister crying, And she comes to my room and says, Leslie, my dad's on his way home. He bought you your plane ticket to Mexico. And I was a junior going into my senior year, wow. So I didn't want to sabotage that. So I ran away from home.
What did you think that was going to solve?
I mean, truthfully, I don't know. I think it was his way to get rid of the problem so he didn't have to deal with
it. So basically you were the problem.
Yeah, I was the problem. And he was trying to, I don't know, maybe get me to change my mind by such a big threat.
Were your sisters upset by this?
Yeah, they were really broken by it. I mean, even though my sister Melissa, the one who outed me, she did that, I don't think she expected that to be the outcome. And because we only live with my dad and I was like a mother figure / sister figure, like basically the person in charge at my household, and who was there for everyone, I think she realized the mistake that she had made after, because it was a presence that was going to be gone if, you know, he did choose to ship me off. But I chose to run away, so it didn't happen.
Wow. Did you ever feel that maybe this was a good thing that your sister outed you? Or do you think there was a better way that you could have come out to your family?
I mean,
because what it sounds like it was a little extreme the way, yeah, it happened.
It was. It was really harsh. It was a really hard time for me. But, I mean, I wouldn't change it just because I am so proud of who I am. And I'm able to help other people who have been through so many struggles, because I'm not the only one who's going through this. It's like a whole flock of people that constantly deal with bullying, deal with not being accepted. It's never ending. So I'm happy that I went through the hardships that I did, because I learned so much from them. And I'm honestly so grateful, because even now my dad still doesn't accept me. But at the end of the day, as long as I accept me and I'm okay with who I am, that's all that truly matters. And all my hardships make for a good story. So I'm really happy to be able to have them to tell.
Do you think he'll ever accept you? Or maybe he thinks... Does he think this is a phase?
Yeah, he still...
Or an act of rebellion?
I think at first he thought it was an act of rebellion, and he talked to me about it. And he even was like, you should try sleeping with a boy. You don't even know if you like it yet. It got to that point, wow. Yeah. And I started crying. I broke down. I said, that's not what I want. I've never done... been with a guy, but I can tell you right now, it's not something that I'm interested in. So at first he did think I was rebelling and trying to get attention. And then I think it set into him that, like, this is who I am, but he still tries to question me about it, just in hopes, I think, that
you'll change your mind.
Yeah, I'll change my mind, but I was born this way. It's not something that I could change.
What's your opinion on people saying that you choose to be gay?
I think a lot of people have a lot to learn. And they're not ones to really speak educated about it, because they haven't gone through it. I think it takes to be in somebody's shoes to really understand them. And people who say, that it's an option, I think they're just not familiar with how hard it is, because never in a million years would I choose to make my life harder for myself, to not be with my family, to, every day I have to meet new people, and I have to, ask myself, do I want to tell them, oh, hey, I'm gay? Because some people still aren't accepting. So I think, and I would never choose a harder life for myself, nor would any of the other gay kids or teens. So I think people just aren't informed. They don't relate.
Ever growing up, did you maybe consider the possibility of, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I can date a guy and I'll change my mind?
Yeah, when I was in high school, my senior year, I was still kicked out. So my friends were like, hey, you're dealing with so much. You're going through so much stress. Are you sure you're gay? Like, why put yourself through all of this? And it kind of caught me off guard that they said that, but I was also under a lot of stress. So looking back, I'm like, wow, like, that's kind of offensive.
That you fed into it.
Yeah. And it's sad that I fit into it, but I did try to date a guy. He was actually my really good friend, and it just didn't work out. It was really awkward in the end, because I didn't feel anything. It's just really hard to try and connect with a male, because it's not what I'm interested in. It's really hard.
Do you have any advice for someone who is trying to come out, or someone who's been in the closet for so long? What advice can you give them?
I mean, for sure, just know that it's very liberating to come out. But I also don't recommend you doing it if it's not safe for you. I think you being happy is everything that matters in life, but if it's going to create more stress, you should just wait to come out, maybe until after you leave home, if you're away for college. Maybe that way you have control over, you know, where you go in your life, as opposed to being kicked out, because a lot of parents do go to that when they find out that their kids are gay. And there's a lot of homeless youth that, and it's because of, you know, them coming out to their parents. So come out if you feel that it's safe to your family, and if that's something that's important to you. But if not, just make sure that whoever you confide in, they keep your secret. If you don't want to come out to everybody entirely, I mean, your life is yours to live, and you should never stop being you. But at the same time, don't come out unless it's safe, because I would hate to give you advice that would make your life harder for you. Take it from somebody who's gone to hell and back because they got outed. So I definitely don't want to see any more homeless youth because, you know, they are gay and they came out to the wrong person. So just make sure it's somebody who will definitely be there for you, be understanding. And if not understanding, then just, you know, simply understands you and supports you 100%.
Okay, thank you. Are you, and swerving a little bit away from this, are you currently dating anyone?
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for 4 years, actually, to a woman named Cherie, and her parents are accepting. So it's really nice and really refreshing to see some, you know, a different setting for a change. And it's nice because, I mean, the holidays that I would usually spend with my family, I spend with her family because I'm able to be myself around them. They completely support us. They, you know, they're absolutely 100% okay with us being a couple, and they acknowledge us. It's not just something that, oh, we're together, that's Leslie's girlfriend and that's that. No, they're constantly acknowledging the fact that we're together, and we also live together right now. So for holidays, they also buy us stuff for our apartment, like towels and silly stuff like that. So it's really nice.
And another question for you. What do you think about the term butch and lipstick lesbian? Can you explain those terms?
Okay, so butch is somebody who is dressed really strongly like a man. Like, I would call a butch a 100-footer, and I would call them a 100-footer because you could spot that they're a butch from 100 feet away. It's usually the buzz cut haircut, very manly clothes, but it's very apparent that they have woman features. So a butch is a woman who dresses like a man but doesn't identify as a man, is still identifying as a woman. Okay. Because that's just the way that they find themselves attractive, is, you know, looking like a man. And then a lipstick lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
A lipstick lesbian is somebody who wears makeup, still wears girl clothes, does your everyday, I mean, gets their nails done, acts and does and looks like a regular girl would, a girly girl, mm-hmm. I guess. So I guess that's the difference between the two.
Which one do you identify yourself as?
I would say I'm a lipstick lesbian. Occasionally, I don't dress so girly, but I do identify like a lipstick lesbian just because I wear makeup and do my hair and all that stuff.
What are you more attracted to?
I'm attracted to the ones that look like girls. So lipstick lesbians, it's fine if you want to look like a butch, but that's just not something that I'm attracted to.
Okay. Is there any stupid questions you get asked for being gay on the street? Like people who don't know you?
Constantly.
What's the dumbest question they've asked
you? The dumbest question that they've asked me is, but how do you know if you're gay if you haven't been with a guy? And I'm just like, how do you know if you're not gay if you haven't been with a guy?
So I just
give that back to them. And usually they shut up.
Okay. Did you want to add anything else before we have to wrap it up?
No, everything is good. And for everyone that is having a trouble being gay and coming out, just stay strong, stick to your guns, and always be proud of who you are, because in the end, it always pays off.
Thank you so much for being here. And that's all the time we have today. Signing off for KPCRadio.com, it's Blanca Renovato.